Hi, my name is Zakirin, and welcome to another one of my outrageously amazing, insanely enlightening master keys of creation about how to create and attract the joy, well-being, and abundance that you desire. How to be the unlimited master of creation that you truly are to literally make all your dreams come true. And you'll find tons more self-empowering videos, podcasts, articles, books, products, guidance, and support at zakirin.com. Tons of videos on my YouTube channel and podcasts on my podcast site at The Master Keys of Creation to help you easily create and attract the happiness, health, wealth, abundance, and freedom that you desire. All right, so here we go. How to attract that delicious lover you desire. A law of attraction game plan to get you into the optimal vibrational state to attract that delicious, juicy lover, as well as anything else that you desire to create in your life. So, whatever you want, you must match the vibration of that desire to attract it. If you want a delicious lover, you must become a delicious lover and vibrate an abundance of love and an abundance of lover, even though your lover is not here yet. Which means you must vibrate the feelings you have when you have the lover, when you're playing with the lover, when you're making love with that lover, etc., 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 which is delicious, juicy, sensual, sexy, joyful, abundant love, where you know, you shower your delicious lover with your love and affection and your positive attention. And again, you do lots of fun things together and travel together and go out together and dance together because it feels good to do so. It feels good to love, and it feels good to imagine loving, and it feels good to imagine doing fun things with your lover and friends, and etc. To attract what you want, you must vibrate the feeling of that desire. I emphasize feeling of that desire. You must feel the joyful feelings of having that desire, or being that desire, or doing things with that desire. And in this case, the lover. But without them actually being here yet. The issue that shoots most people in their own feet is paying too much attention to what is rather than what will be. People pay attention, more attention to current reality than, and a lot of times, what they don't want rather than focusing on what they do want. Which usually means seeing mostly a lack of their desires rather than a fullness of their desires. The tricky bit in this example, where you may be attracted to and desire a specific individual, is you have no control over their desires for you, unless you have a really good love spell. But, of course, love spells don't really work because you cannot assert your will upon someone else. There's no such thing as assertion. There's only attraction. But you can influence them to like you more by being a vibrational match to what they desire. But you may not be a vibrational match to their desire, no matter how amazing and gorgeous and heavenly you are. So the best course of action is to enjoy your desires of individual potential lovers, but be unattached to actually needing that specific person to be in your life, especially in order to feel good, because that is a very powerless position to put yourself into, because again, you have no control over the desires of others. So it's always best to let the specifics of who you end up with be in the hands of your source, who can see and understand the specifics of vibration of your desires and the desires of others and match you up accordingly. The other thing to realize is that everyone you attract into your life is a vibrational match to you and your vibration. They may not be matches to what you really want, but nevertheless, they are matches to your current vibration based on how you have been thinking. For instance, I often see women posting on social media a long list of dislikes about men, which is always from a very disempowered position of victimhood. Unfortunately, these ladies do not understand that when you focus on what you don't want, you will always attract more things and more people that you don't want. You often hear people saying, all men are alike, or all women are alike. They all dot, 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 dot. Well, you fill in the blank based on your experience. But the blank is filled in by whatever that person is primarily attracting, based on what they've been experiencing, based upon what their primary train of thought is, based on their beliefs, based on their thoughts, based on their focus upon things that they like or don't like. In other words, you can't fight your own current. Or put very simply, you will always attract more of whatever you are thinking about and focused upon. And if you believe that all men or all women are a certain way, well then you're right, in a sense, because the law of attraction will show you more of whatever you are thinking about and believe, to prove that what you're thinking about and believe is true. So whatever you believe, whatever you think about is true in a sense. All the men and women in your life are alike because those are the kinds of people you are attracting based on your beliefs about how men and women are, based on your, let's face it, limited experience, because you haven't met every woman on planet Earth and you haven't even met every man on planet Earth. So let's say you understand that now, that it's futile to focus on unwanted aspects of people's personality, and much better to focus on positive, lovable, desirous, wanted qualities in people. But to do that, you're going to have to pay no attention to what exists and has previously existed in your life, and instead be a complete dreamer who focuses on your dreamy, delicious desires, and in this case, your dreamboat, your Prince Charming or your Princess Charlene. So here's the process of creation. Step one, and this is a general rule, is get happy in general. By focusing on anything, anyone, that's easy to like, love, and appreciate. And get happy through meditation, which leads to the ultimate joy of connecting to your source and realize your awesome magnificence. Because your natural state of being is joy, and when you stop all thought, you're able to connect to that natural state of joy. Which leads to general all-around happiness, which you must create every day in your morning hour of power. Not that you actually have to create joy, because joy is your natural state of being, but you need to stop all the old momentum of negative thinking and limited thinking and non-joyful thinking, so that what's left is your natural state of being of joy through meditation. So you got to build happy, happy, joyful momentum every day, kind of reconnecting to your original source way of being. So then when you're generally happy, now you can start thinking about and affirming and visualizing more specific desires that you know are going to make you happy. You can enjoy the delicious feelings of desiring that lover or money or success or whatever you desire. Now, again, I emphasize enjoying the feeling of being, doing, or having your desires, not having the manifestation, so that you can have a positive reaction to the manifestation. Because to create anything you want, no matter what it is, the process of creation is always desire first, which creates a vibration, which creates a feeling, which is an indication of your vibration, where people go wrong is they try to do it all backwards. People look to manifestations to create feelings. You know, they want the money and the honey and the success and the house and the car and the toys, and so that they can have a good feeling response to the manifestation. They want conditions to change so they can have a good feeling reaction to those changed conditions. But the real way to create anything you desire is to feel good first, which naturally attracts your desires to you that you know will make you feel good. They are naturally attracted to you because they are vibrational matches to your good feeling state. So you can't attract the girl or the boy or the non-binary extraterrestrial if you keep thinking thoughts of lack of girl, or she would never want to be with me, or I'm too old for her, or I'm not good looking enough, etc., etc. All of that doubt is not a vibrational match to the joy of bagging the babe. They're polar opposites. All that doubt and confusion and lack and not good enough bullshit is not a vibrational match to the absolute utter joy that you will experience once you've got the honey. So your goal in relationship to your currently absent desires is always to be happy with or without the physical manifestation of those desires. Whether you have the honey or the money yet or not, you gotta bypass the middleman and jump straight to happiness before the physical manifestation. You gotta become a happiness junkie that focuses only on joyful, good feeling things, because the only reason you want anything is to be happy and feel good. So you might as well do whatever it takes to get happy, regardless of what does or does not exist in your life. And in relationship to that, thinking about what you don't like and don't want, and a lack of what you want, and doubting that you can get it, and judging yourself and judging your desires will always feel bad. So just don't do that. Instead, think about having the babe or the dude or the money or the success, etc., and especially indulge in the delicious feelings of being, doing, and having those things. Think about the fun you could have with the honey or the money and any doubts that try to creep in from, because really just from old momentum of your old thoughts and your old fears of rejection and fears of dramas, etc., etc. When those thoughts come in, because the law of attraction is bringing them to you, because of your old momentum of thinking in negative and limited ways, well, don't give yourself a hard time. Just pivot away from those negative, limited thoughts by saying, oops, thinking old, limited, negative thoughts of unwanted things. Okay, so I'm clear about what I don't want. So what do I really want in this situation? And then just think about those things. What do you want? Well, you want a joyful time with joyful lovers and joyful friends. And you want money to have fun with joyful fun and go to fun things and do fun things. And you want the freedom to have fun with joyful people doing joyful, fun things. You want ease and joy and fun and abundance and easy, fun people. And you overall just want to feel good, because the purpose of life is joy, not struggle. Purpose of life is not to prove your worth to anyone. What do you want? Well, to feel good. So the purpose of life has to be joy. It has to be. Do you want struggle and pain and sacrifice and hardship and heartache? Well, of course you don't. So the purpose of your existence is none of those things. They are not your natural states of being. Love and joy is. Do you want lack and poverty and illness? Well, of course not. So the purpose of life is abundance and prosperity and well-being. Do you want drama and conflict and hate and violence? Well, of course not, because these things are not your natural state of being, and they are not the purpose of life. Love is your natural state of being. Joy is your natural state of being. Ease is your natural state of being. Now, you have no control over other people's joy or love. You got to understand that. Yet, people spend most of their lives trying to control their lovers and friends and children and parents and bosses and governments and countries and people in general in order to have a good feeling response to those improved conditions. They want to change people to be different so that they can react positively to those improved conditions. But that is ass-backwards creation. That is an immensely powerful position to put yourself in. Because the only control that you actually have in life is your own thoughts and your own feeling state, which go hand in hand like love and marriage. And if you need the entire world to change so that you can feel good, well, you've got a very long wait and an entire life of struggle, and you can't ever actually truly be happy trying to live from that perspective. So if you really, really, really want to be happy, well, then you're going to have to get your nose out of everyone else's business. That means everyone, including your lover, your wife, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your husband, your children, your parents, your friends, etc., etc. Because what other people are doing, thinking, and feeling is none of your business, because it has nothing to do with you. And you can't control it. You don't even want to control it. Because it's a futile action and a waste of your powerful positive energy. Also because you cannot think, feel, and create for anyone else. And no one else can create for you. You cannot assert goodness or badness upon anyone. You can't even assert love upon other people. Which blows the entire idea of praying for another person out of the water. Praying for someone and wishing goodness upon others is a beautiful practice, but it only helps you by making you feel good. It doesn't help them in the least. It certainly doesn't hurt them either, and they may, you know, benefit from your good wishes by being around your positive influence, which may influence them to make good feeling, positive choices in their lives, but that's as far as your influence ever goes with anybody, including your children. You can influence others positively with the joyful example of your abundant life to make similarly positive choices. In fact, that's the only way you can actually influence other people, but you cannot assert goodness upon them. And your worry and concern does nothing but hurt them, even though that's not really true, because you can't actually hurt somebody. You can worry about somebody all you want. It doesn't really actually energetically do anything for them. But if they're hanging around you, you're influencing them with your worry. And again, I'm trying to impress this upon the parents in life. Stop fucking worrying about your children. You're influencing them to worry. Influence your children with positive thoughts and positive ideas and abundant thoughts and ideas and thoughts of safety and ease and grace and fun, etc., etc. And of course, the same applies for everybody. So, in conclusion, if you want the world to improve so that you can feel better, or if you want your relationships to improve so you can feel better, or if you want your money and abundant situation to improve so you can feel better, well, you're putting yourself in extremely powerful, powerless positions that will not actually improve the quality of your life and make you happy, because you can't rely upon external conditions to change so that you can feel good, because, again, you have no control over external conditions. You only have control over your own internal conditions and feeling good and thinking good feeling thoughts, or not depending on, or not, you're not feeling good, depending on how you're thinking in positive or negative ways. basically, if you're thinking in good positive ways, you're going to feel good. And if you're thinking in negative, limited, judgmental ways, you're going to feel bad. And so whatever you want in your life that does not exist yet, physically in your life and reality, well, you got to train yourself to become a dreamer who delightfully dreams your desires into physical existence by enjoying the delicious feelings of your desires, which makes you a vibrational match to your desires, which subsequently attracts those desires to you. That's how the law of attraction works. That's how reality creation works. Very simply and very easily. And the final caveat is to pay as little attention as possible to your current reality, especially unwanted things. Bum, 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 bum. And the only things to actually give any of your attention to that currently exists are things that are easy to like, love, and appreciate that you want more of because they're so yummy and delicious and fun. You got to see the world like one big smorgasbord. And when it's time to fill up your plate from the buffet table of life, just put the things you like on your plate and leave the other stuff that you don't like on the table. Just like a buffet table, you don't need to complain about the things that you don't like that, you know, are on the table. Just be excited about the yummy things that are on the table and put those fun, yummy, delicious things on your plate. And if you want to have a yummy, joyful, fun, happy, healthy, and wealthy life, well, you got to live every day the same exact way. Every day when you go out into the world, imagine you've got a big plate and everything and everyone in life are the smorgasbord. And you don't have to put unlovable people in your plate. You don't have to put unlikable situations on your plate. You have the choice every day to just put things you like and love to eat and love to play with, and love to see, and love to enjoy on your plate. You don't have to get rid of all the bad things in the world that you don't like to eat, and don't like playing with, and don't like seeing. Just put the things that you do like on your plate. You don't need to get rid of the unlikable and unlovable people in your life or in the world, and you don't need them to change so that they will now taste good and look good and be acting the way you think that they should be acting. Just don't put them on your plate. Just put yummy people on your plate. And leave the crappy dishes, the crappy people, and the crappy situations on the buffet table of life behind. And when you do that, when you become a master of doing that, just putting good things on your plate, when you just put the yummy dishes of people and situations and creatures and nature and fun, etc., on your plate, then your plate constantly overflows with yummy, gorgeous, fun, delicious, heavenly, joyful, happy, generous people and fun situations, and your life becomes a cornucopia of nonstop, infinite, joyful, delicious, fun, abundance and well-being and ecstasy and bliss and fun and more fun and more fun and more fun, which is how you always intended to live when you came to planet Earth. All right, well, I hope you enjoyed my podcast, How to Attract That Delicious Lover You Desire. And you now have the game plan to get into the optimal vibrational state to attract that delicious lover, as well as to create and attract anything that you desire to have and be and do in your life. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you did, please share with your friends. And remember to subscribe to my YouTube channel or subscribe to my podcast channel if you're listening to this on the Master Keys of Creation podcast. And please come visit me at zakiron.com. for tons more self-empowering videos and books and products and coaching and support to help you powerfully and easily create the happiness, health, wealth, abundance, and freedom that you desire. My name is Zakiron, and I help success and joy-minded and fun-minded and adventurous people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching this or listening to this podcast, because I didn't shoot a video of this one. And I wish you joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!